Directions Media, this is Directions on the News for Tuesday, June 16th, 2009. Every week, Directions brings you the very latest information on geospatial technology and all things location. This is Joe Francica, Editor-in-Chief, today in Washington, D.C., at the Intergraph 2009 Users Conference. Adina Schutzberg is on assignment. Today's topic is location-based advertising. It's not working and won't work to its full potential in the current model. I'll tell you why, how it should work, and what it means for advertisers. But first, a word from our sponsor.
This podcast is brought to you by ESRI. Improve the performance of your web maps and make your authoritative data more broadly available with ArcGIS 931. For more information, visit www.esri.com/what's new.
Push advertising works sometimes. What's push advertising? Well, open up your Sunday paper and you'll see lots of advertisers pushing their goods. You may or may not browse a flyer from a local retailer. Those retailers may or may not be very close to your location. It's mass marketing at its finest and works most of the time. But in the land of location-based advertising, things are supposed to be better. Rather than opening up your Sunday paper, you may be at your computer doing a search, and an ad may pop up based on your location or based on the item on which you're searching. The search engines are looking at your IP address. They're geocoding to at best a zip code level, probably even a city level, and delivering location-relevant ads. In the end, though, it's still mass marketing. And how often do you click through on those ads anyway? In the much-hyped Madison Avenue world of mobile location-based advertising, the Holy Grail seems to be within the grasp of retailers looking for that one-to-one marketing nirvana off-sited in the early 90s. But in its current model, it's not working the way it should or can. Let me give you an example. Last week, I was in New Jersey in a beach area, looking for a place to eat for dinner. I searched both Google on my computer and on my Verizon VZ Navigator for options. At no time, though, did I see an ad, nor look to see if there was relevant advertising pertinent to my search. That's not good. I'm as savvy as anyone on LBS, and I should have been looking for help. Imagine those who are not as accustomed to using location-based technology. And these are the consumers who are the promised land? I just don't see it. And the money pouring into LBA, that's location-based advertising, reminds me of the hype that we saw in the early 2000s when we were just talking about LBS in general. Recently, and I'm going to quote here from moconews.net, British carrier group Vodafone will use Wayfinder and purchased Wayfinder for $30 million in December to specifically provide location-based advertising in which the logos of advertisers such as restaurants and shops would be overlaid on maps that a user requests. Now, to me, this is okay, but MapQuest was doing this years ago for internet-based searches, so I don't see anything that's revolutionary about this means of delivering LBA. Let me also give you some of these much-hyped numbers. This is going to be from GigaOm from February 6, 2008. Sales of mobile devices with integrated GPS are forecast to grow to 720 million units in 2011 from 180 million units in 2007. GigaOm was quoting the research firm Instat. GigaOm goes on to say, even if those numbers are just 50% accurate, it's clear that location-based advertising is becoming quite real. LBA could become part of millions of mobile devices very soon. Okay, now ABI Research from this year, May 11th, put out a press release that said that the number of subscribers to handset-hosted location-based services increased in 2008 to more than 18 million units. Now, this is subscribers of solutions, remember, not total units of handheld devices. They also said that North America continued to be the dominant region, accounting for slightly more than two-thirds of the total market. Now, these numbers are going to be used to support the push advertising using the assumption that every handheld mobile device will have a GPS or other location determination solution. But what if push doesn't work, and more people like me are just ignoring the ads, thus reducing click-throughs on the advertising that they're doing through standard, or what I would call current model for push advertising. What if instead that advertising was pull? Pull advertising works all the time. Now let me give you an example of what I mean. I'm walking in a mall or driving by a store or restaurant, and I want to see if that retailer is offering any special coupons. I might just want to have my navigator open to catch the ads that are just a few hundred yards away or even a mile away. What if the retailer is broadcasting coupons? What if they're tweeting offers? How do I pull them down? What if my intent is to get something very specific to a place that may be no more than 30 feet away from where I am? You see, the current model is already antiquated. I think a new model is about to emerge that will allow consumers to be impulse shoppers, perhaps with a more frugal twist. Let's suppose I've got a choice between two restaurants that are no more than a block away. I'll choose the one with the discount, all things being equal. But this presupposes that the retailers are equally savvy in delivering location-relevant promotions. From an article entitled Location-Based Advertising, Place Trumps Traditional Targeting, Ann Bezenkon, founder of 1020 Placecast and one of the pioneers, in my opinion, of LBA, was writing in VentureBeat, and she says this, "Ad targeting based on place and time is only just emerging. No longer are users physical locations estimated based on IP addresses. This method, trapped within the bounds of the Internet's traditionally location-ignorant infrastructure, is inaccurate a third of the time. It's an understatement to say it lacks the precision required to pull off true location-based targeting. At best, it can place a user in a geographical area of the city, in an area the size of a city. Pretty rudimentary when your goal is to point a consumer to a particular store within walking distance of where they are standing at the moment." I think Ann has this dead on. Let me give you another example that I think will illustrate this. I'm shopping in my local mall, and the Chinese restaurant in the food court is tweeting a twofer. I'll need Twitter to take that down, but make no mistake, the ball is already rolling downhill for location-based services from Twitter. Advertisers in general are already trying to explore Twitter, and I heard recently that both GM and Dell Computer are already touting minor successes using Twitter. Let's look at it now from the retailer's perspective. I think there are three issues that are going to emerge. What now becomes of my method of trade area delineation if I'm doing my marketing budget? How am I going to target these consumers? With LBA, there now becomes a dual-mode trade area to accommodate mobile clients that are essentially just overlays of the more static, home-centered, zip code-based trade area. We intuitively understand mobile location-based advertising now as a push feature, but as I've explained, what if it isn't push, but rather pull? And what if that trade area is only 30 feet? The second issue is, do I employ somebody to broadcast at each store or maybe even a regional center to specifically leverage social networking and other location-based advertising? As it is now, I'm not really interested in frequent buyer programs from retailers. And for those retailers still doing traditional trade area analysis, capturing a client's address or doing direct mail, and it's now a whole new ballgame. I need to tell people about my promotions in a more personal, location-based scenario. So the question now is, how do I target that mobile consumer? The old way isn't going to cut it in this new era of LBA. So there may not be a single trade area that I'm looking at if I'm a retailer, but a more dynamic trade area that not only varies by age, income, and gender, or time of day, or zip code, which is the traditional way, but by those consumers pinging on an individual store's website for a location, you know, if I'm located merely a few feet away. Yes, I think this is a micro-geographic problem, but the third issue is whether I'm ready to reveal certain ephemeral location-based information to receive advertising. How might that work? As an example, you might want to check out Glimpse. Glimpse, according to them, according to the company, They have a way to share your location with anything for a specific period of time using what they call their Glimpse watch timer. So essentially you can broadcast your location, but only for a specific period of time. And according to Forrester blogger Neil Strother, he says that Glimpse is going to be exploiting LBA very soon. So what's your take on LBA? Is it push or is it pull? I think it's pull, and retailers and prospective buyers will have to adapt to an entirely new way of delivering and consuming advertising. Well, that's all the time I have for today. Our sponsor, ESRI, would like you to know that the deadline to register for the 29th annual ESRI International Users Conference is June 19th. That's just a few days away, this Friday, June 19th. The conference will be held July 13th to the 17th in San Diego, California, and will provide a wide range of technical workshops and one-on-one opportunities to work with ESRI staff to get your questions answered. Register online at www.esri.com/UC. I'd also like to remind you that our next webinar will feature both ESRI and NAVTEQ on a topic called Meeting Community Needs by Leveraging Enterprise GIS Solutions. Learn how multiple departments in cities and counties are providing more robust services with enterprise GIS while achieving a reduction in expenditures. I'll provide a link to sign up for this specific webinar in the show notes. That webinar will be held June 25th. As always, if you have a comment about today's podcast, you can write to us at editors@directionsmag.com or leave a comment in our comment box at Directions Mag or on All Points Blog. Thanks again for joining us today in another Directions Media podcast, and be sure to tell a friend.